listening to Dvarim. The Gemara on Beis Hamikdash is troubled whenever the Mishnayos use a Lashon of Derochim. Why doesn't it just say Dvarim? So here too, Esu Geshava Le'ilam Begimel Derochim, it should say Dvarim. Mishim Debeina Masni Seifu Li'erek B'derech Echad. In the Seifu we're going to say B'derech Echad, use a Lashon of Derech. So that's why in the Reisha we say Derochim too. In fact, the Gemara Seifu Nami Nisni Dava. That didn't answer the question, so in the Seifu also say Dava. So the Gemara, no, also makamashma didaki the esrog hierek, mayerek darkly god la kalmaim, mabishas la kitaso isuro. If esrog darkly god la kalmaim, mabishas la kitaso isuro. The same basic answer that the Gemara has given before, that whenever it uses a lashon of drachim, it means darko bekach, that the halacha that the Mishnah is talking about is based on darko bekach, that things are normal to happen in a certain way. Just like darke the michlo yisera lasuy lidei ziva, darke the mishtir yisera lasuy lidei ziva. B'shivat rochim botkin es hazav, it's normal that depending on how a zav eats, and how he eats too much and drinks too much, that brings about ziva. So that's why we use the lashon of drachim. So the same thing over here. It's darke bekach, it's darko the esrog ligodol kol mayim. It means you have to irrigate it manually, by hand. It's not enough just to get the rainwater. And the rule is, so it's similar to Yerek. Yerek also is darkly god la kol mayim. And the rule is that by Yerek, we follow the Shas Lakita to determine the Isur, to determine when the Maisrus should be. What does that mean, to determine when the Maisrus should be? Two things. First of all, the Pasuk says, Aset Hasaresh kol tfuas zarecha hayotze hasodeh shona shona. You're supposed to take off Trumas and Maisrus from the produce of that year on that year. You're not supposed to take it off from a different year. So we have to determine which year did the produce come from. That's point number one. But secondly, determining what year the produce comes from has enough gemina too, because if it's from the first or second year, then you'll give Maiser Sheni from that. If it's from the third or the sixth year, you'll give Maiser Ani from it. So it's important to know what year it's from, both in terms of being Maaser from the year on itself, and to know which kind of Maiser you're supposed to be Maaser from. So the halacha is, when it comes to ilanos, when it comes to trees, we follow chanota, we follow the blossoming of the fruit. When it comes to yerek, to vegetables, we follow lakita, the picking of the fruit, which is later than chanota, obviously. When do we follow one, when do we follow the other? So that's what the Mishnah says, that esrog is darko ligod lakol mayim, so it's similar to yerek. So since it's similar to yerek, vis-a-vis meiser, vis-a-vis determining which year it's from, we follow lakita and not chanota. Even though the esrog grows on a tree, we follow lakita for the Meiser, like the Yerek. Esrog shava le'ilam begimel drachim. In three areas, the Esrog is similar to an Ilan. Legabe Orla, legabe Revai, right? The fruit of the first 3 years is Asur b'hano b'achila. The fruit of the fourth year, Vashana harviyas yekol priya kodesh hilulim la'ashem. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, just like Meiser Sheni, and eat it. It's mutter b'hano. Faket, you're supposed to say a shira on it. And then the fifth year is regular. So legabi orla and legabi revai and legabi shvi is to determine whether the esrog is an esrog shel shmita or not. So for that halacha we follow ilam, chanota. But regarding the isur, regarding maisris, to determine what year the esrog is from in terms of being ma'aser from the shana on itself, and determining which maisris you're supposed to take off, whether you take off maiserani or maisersheni, so that it follows yerek. It follows the Shas Lakita, not the Shas Chanota. Okay, this is the Gemara. So comes Rashi and explains the halacha that the Gemara tells us about. How do we know that you follow Lakita for Yerek vis-a-vis Maisris, and you follow Chanota for Ilam? So Rashi says it's Tocha Drosha. It's a Drosha. Da'ako ligod la'kol mayim shemashkim oso b'mayim she'uvim ki Yerek. The hainu time of the Yerek. What's the reason for Yerek that we go basa Lakita? What's the pasuk? Did someone look up the pasuk? Where is the pasuk? Parshas Korach. At the end of Parshas Korach, with the Matnas Kuna mentioned. Just because I don't give you the pasuk, doesn't mean you shouldn't look them up. I'll give you some of the Gemaras and Tosfos, but you should always, if I leave out the Gemara, look up the Gemara. I mean, that's how you learn. You gotta don't trust Tosfos. You got to look up the Gemara. Sometimes when you look up the Gemara, you'll see the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos read the Gemara a certain way. But if you read the Gemara differently, it's not a Kasha B'chlal. You got to look up the sources. I try to lead you on the Derech. Derech, right? Not the Dover. Right? I try to lead you on the derech, but I can't always lead you to the promised land. You have to work yourself a little bit too. Okay. So it says the pasuk in Parshas Korach, Hadogah min hagoren v'chamaleya min hayokev. What's a goren? What's a yakev? A goren is a granary where you thresh the grain, and a yakev is a what? That's for wine, right? That's the bar for the wine. Good. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes a drosha, Magorin v'yekev miyuchadim shegdelim al rov mayim. Gorin and yekev, grain is godel al rov mayim, it doesn't need irrigation. It's supposed to grow from rainwater. And yekev as well, the grapes also. The hainu gishamin, u'misasrin achreshona she'ovra, u'falo chanoto, k'daminim b'rosh Hashanah, d'azlinim b'rosh Hashanah she'hevi u'shlish. Oh, this is a new time. So we've been talking about lakita and chanota. So when it comes to grain, there's a third shear, havo ashlish, when a third of the grain has grown, a third shear. So we follow grain baser shana shevi ushlish ba, v'lo achar lakita so, yafin and lamekroy, avkol shegedelim al rov mayim v'hainu ilanos misasin l'sha'ava, ilanos also the misasin l'sha'ava baser lakita, baser, excuse me, baser chanota l'sha'ava. Basachanota, the blossoming, not the lakita of the current year, l'sha'ava, because the gadol al rov mayim, just like the trees are gadol with megashamim, they're similar to goren v'yekev, which are gadol megashamim, they follow the shana sha'ava. It's not exactly the same. When it comes to goren, it follows havashlish. When it comes to ilan, it follows chanota. It's not exactly the same, but it's shana sha'ava. It's not lakita. As opposed to yerek, that's gadol al kol mayim, that follows lakita, that follows shana haba. Right, not the Shana Sha'av. So Rashi just points out, Avagav the Maiser did Hu Durabonan Hu. Which Maiser is it talking about? Maiser of what? Of Goren, of Yekev, of Elon, of Yerek? Well, which Maiser is Rashi referring to? Elon. Right, the Drosha is Ma Goren V'Yekev Miuchadim Shegdelem Al Rov Mayim Avshari Lonos Gedelem Al Rov Mayim. So the Misasa L'Shana Sha'av. So Rashi says, what kind of a drosha is that? Maiser Ilan is only the Rabbonin. It's not Minat Torah. So how can you have a drosha about Maiser the Rabbonin? Asmachinu akroi. It's an asmachta. It's not a real drosha. It's just an asmachta about Yotsu Yeroko, Shigdeilim Alkol Mayim, Misasa Lashon HaBor. So Yerek is not Godel Al Rov Mayim. It's Godel Alkol Mayim. So the Rabbonin have this asmachta. They have a drosha to tell me that Maiser Yerek is Misasa L'shana Haba. We go Basa L'kita. We don't go Basa Chanata. We don't go Basa Hava Shlish. We follow the Shana Haba, not the Shana She'ov. But according to Rashi, the whole drosha is just an asmachta of Alma, because Maiser Elon is the Rabbonin, and Maiser Yerek is certainly the Rabbonin. That's even less than Elon. So Rashi says it can't be a drosha Gemura, because the Maiser is not a Maiser Daraisis. It's an asmachta of Alma, but that's the halacha. So Esrog, since it's Godel HaKol Mayim, it's similar to Yerek, so it's Mis'asa L'shara Abo, we go Basa L'kita, and not Basa Chanot. That's how Rashi learns the drush. It's quite a creative shot. Rashi Pshat is it's a drush of Gemura. Rashi has to stand on his head and say it's just an Asmach Tabi'am, it's a Dinder Abon. Tosus quotes Rashi, Ma Yerek, Darkly Godel HaKol Mayim, time of the Yerek, and Farshim Tarekam of the Rosh Hashanah. He quotes the whole Rashi. The Goren v'yekev p'siv gavim ma'isa kadogim and agorim agorim v'yekev miyuchadim shegdelem al rov mayim esasun l'shana sha'avra yotzu yiroko shegdelem al kol mayim. The avagav the ma'isa yerek midrabanan the hechos of binyanav midover shehu midrabanan as mechua rabanan akroa ki the pirish b'kuntris. This is not quite ki the pirish b'kuntris. It's an interesting read. Rashi is not just pointing out that ma'isa yerek is drabanan. Rashi seems to be saying ma'isa ilan is drabanan. Because he mentions that fact before he even says the word Yerek in the Rashi. It's interesting. The Tosfos says Rashi holds that Maaser Yerek is only the Rabbanan. It's an Asmachta Ba'alma to teach me exactly when the Maasers are taken off. Rashi says more than that. Rashi says that Maaser Ilan is also the Rabbanan. It happens to be true that according to Rashi, Maaser Yerek is only the Rabbanan. According to everyone, Maaser Yerek is only the Rabbanan. But Rashi happens to say that Maaser Ilan is only the Rabbana too. Somehow Tosis left that out. I'm not sure why. Tosis is sensitive to the same kasha as Rashi, that how can it be a drasha if it's only the Rabbana? If Maaser Ilan and Maaser Yerek are only the Rabbana, so how can this be a drasha? As he says, just an asmachta ba'alma. And then he quotes a Ri, who goes even further. The Ri He has a very creative pshat, a little complicated. I didn't ask you to see it during Seder because it's complicated. He says, "Imeinu inyan lemaiser, tneu inyan leshvius." He really learns the pasuk to be talking about shvius, not maisers, but somehow we extrapolate from that. It's a complicated pshat. And that's because the Ri is also troubled with this idea. How can it just be an asmachta v'alma? But we're going to say it's not a real drasha. Why should I assume the Gemara Rosh Hashanah treats it as a real drasha? So why should I say it's not a real drasha? So the Ri stands on his head even more. He says, rather than say it's just an asmachta v'alma, he says that the pasuk really is talking about shvius, not talking about maisers. Difficult pshat. Is there any way to explain the drasha kipshuto, that it's really a drasha deraisa? So there are two answers that you can give. There are two ways that you can explain the drasha as a drasha deraisa. First of all, the question is, does anyone hold that Maaser Yidden is actually deraisa? If we were to find someone who says Maaser Yidden is takas deraisa, so then it's a simple drasha, it's really a drasha gemura. The drasha is contrasting Garn V'Yekav on the one hand as opposed to Yidden on the other, and that's all deraisa. And once I shouldn't say contrasting, the Gemara is, the drasha is deriving from Garan V'Yekev to Ilan too, that Garan and Yekev are similar, that Ilan is similar to Garan V'Yekev, because it's Godel al Rov Mayim. So the halacha of Maestras for Ilan is similar to Garan V'Yekev, but you see Memela, that something that's not similar to Ilan will have a different halacha vis-a-vis Maestras. So since Yerek is Godel al Kol Mayim, it has a different halacha. It's not Mis'as L'Shana Sha'avra, it'll be Mis'as L'Shana Habo. So it's not that Yerek is part of the Ikka Drasha, but Elon is part of the Ikka Drasha. If you hold Maaser Elon as Taka Deraisa, then you can make a Drasha out of Elon, and Yerek will be Nismite Memela through Elon. That could be a Drasha Gemur. So Utaka says that Maaser Elon is really Deraisa. Who? The Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam in Ilchus Trumas. Beginning of Perek Beis. Rambam says, Kol ochel adam hanishma shegidula min haaretz chayav v'tshuma. Anything that's nishmar, it's not hefker, it's something people watch, chayav v'tshuma. U'mitzis aseh lahafrish mimenu reishis l'kohen, shnema reishis b'yoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha titen lo. What does the pasuk mention? Dogon tirosh v'yitzar. Grain, wine, and oil. That's definitely the rice. Those three are definitely the rice. Says the Rambam, a memotzinu. Madogon tirosh v'yitzer maichol b'nei adam v'gidulav min ha'aretz v'yesh lo b'aylim. Dogon tirosh v'yitzer, it's gidulav min ha'aretz, grows from the ground, it's maichol b'nei adam, not maichol behema. Yesh lo b'aylim, it's not hefker, it's nishmar. Kshenema dogon cha, your dogon. Kol ki yotze b'hem chaya b'tshumas v'chem b'maisros. Anything that's like dogon tirosh v'yitzer, it's not a drasha that's dafka dogon tirosh v'yitzer, it's Domi lekach, it's a binyan av the Torah is creating. If it's dumya the dog on tirosh v'yitzah, that it's gidula bin ha'aretz, and it's maichol bin ha'odom, and it has baal, it's not hefker, then there's a mitzvah d'araisa to be mafresh trumas ha'maisis from that item. So even though the Rambam doesn't say the magic words, he doesn't talk about Elon, but that's what he means to include. He's including Elon. Any fruits, pomegranates, apples, oranges, figs, any fruits. It doesn't have to be just oil and wine. Grapes and olives too, right? Fruits as well, not just oil and wine. And not just grain, right? Any Maaser Ilan would be deraisa. There'd be a chiyuv of deraisa to be mafish. Yerek? What does the Rambam hold about Yerek? I didn't give this to you, I should have. But in Halacha Vav, the Rambam does say that Yerek is not deraisa. Yeroko, Savo, Bishay, Michael, Adam, Enoch, Ev, Maaser, Ella, Midivreyim. Levishinem, Maaser, Tvuas, Zarecha. Tavua uchiyotzev. It has to be tavua. Apparently, yerek is not bechlal tavua, but fruits are bechlal tavua. I mean, tavua we think is grain, but apparently tavua, in a broad sense, implies peris also, produce. But yerek somehow does not include it within tavua. So therefore, it's not minatorah. The chiyuv shumas amaisis in yerek is only midir grain. It's midir abba. Notice the Ram doesn't say divrei sofim here. Midir grain. And so this is clear that it's only the Rabbanim. But even if you were to say Divrei Sofrim, that also could be the Rabbanim. Certain times it's more than the Rabbanim, but the Rambam will use it sometimes to mean the Rabbanim. This is the Rambam. What's the mocker of the Rambam? Sounds from the Rambam that it's a Memotzina. Right? Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzar is not Dafka, but it's a Memotzina to teach me that anything that's like it has a mitzvah deraisa of Trumas and Isis. Because the Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi as a source for the Rambam. Aser ta aser, says the Yerushalmi. Sounds like a reboot. It's coming to be Marva Kol Dover. That everything is the Chiyuv of Trumas and Isis for everything. Anything that's an Ochel and it's Nishmar, it's Tvua. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi comes to be Marva everything except for Yerek. Yerek is not Tvua, so that's Nismai, that's only Midirabbana. But everything else should be the Raisa. Because the Mishnah suggests maybe that's the source of the Rambam. He says that not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees and Rashi disagrees. What Ravid? Who Ravid? He says the Ravid at the beginning of Maestris. Which Ravid at the beginning of Maestris? Is there a Ravid at the beginning of Maestris? So I looked it up. I got, you know, Casimir calls the Ravid at the beginning of Maestris. I got to look. I got to do my homework. Homework is a part of the experience here. Yeah. Maybe. Right, so at the beginning of Hilchos Maestris, you look, there's no Ravid on Halacha Aleph, so you just thumb through Perek Aleph. So you find the first Ravid. First Ravid in Hilchos Maestris happens to be in Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, HaCharuvim ein HaChayavim v'Maestris Ela Midivrayim. Charuvim, carobs. The Chayav Midirabonim in Maestris. The Vishayin on Michael Rov Adam. Oh, so that we recognize. Charuvim are not Michael Rov Adam. Apparently, Buxer. Right? Certainly the Buxer they serve on Tu Bishvat is not Michael Adam. I don't think it's Michael Adam either. But the truth is, Buxer is eaten before it's as hard as a rock. If it's not that hard, it's actually very tasty. But much more tasty than it is in that form. But apparently it's not Michael Rov Adam. Most people don't eat Charuvim, apparently. So, it doesn't have a Chiyuv Trumas and Isis on a Deraisa level. Because it has to be Michael Adam. That's the first point that the Rambam mentioned already in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Beis. So comes the Ravid there in his Masig, not only Charuvim, Aflo Shar Ilanos Chutz Mitirosh V'Yitzar. Shar Ilan is also the Rabban and it's not the Raisa. It's Mefurish and the Ravid at the beginning of Hilchos Maestris in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Where's the Rashi? Rashi is in Brachas. The Kesef Mishnah quotes Rashi in Brachas. It's a complicated sugi in Brachas, but Slav. Slav, a certain kind of fruit. No one knows how to translate it. But there's a discussion about Dinei Tzlaf, the Dinim of Trumas and Isis, and Orla, and all the halachas of the Tzlaf. I forget what the translation of Tzlaf is. Does anyone know? Okay. So at one point in the Gemara makes the following statement. That if it's Meiser of Tzlaf should be more kal than Orla. Why? Because Gabi Meiser, Ilan de Ba'aretz, Gufa, Midrabonon, B'chutz L'aretz, we're going to be more Mekel. Gabi Meiser, Ilan, since Ba'aretz, Meiser in Eretz Yisrael is only Dirabonon, so therefore, B'chutz L'aretz, we're going to be more Mekel. Meiser, Ilan is Dirabonon? Who does that sound explicitly against? The Rambam? What's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara in Brachas? It's the Chpilei Ploim. Forget the mocker of the Rambam. The Gemara Beferish says that it's only the Rabbanim. So that's the Rashi. It's not Rashi's fault. It's really a Gemara in Brachas. Rashi just adds, Torah lo chiva la'asar la'dogon tirosh v'yitzar. Okay, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Dogon tirosh v'yitzar, that says the chiva of Trumas and Maisus min ha-Torah. But Maiser Ilan is only the Rabbanim. That is what the Gemara in Brachas says. So what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara in Brachas on Lamed Vav? So the simple answer is that he has his own Gemaras. The Rambam can follow the Yerushalmi. He's not beholden to the Gemara Brachas, even though the Gemara Brachas sounds like Maaser Ilan is Taka D'Rabbanan. Maybe the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi. He says there's a Yerushalmi. Maybe the Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh, Aser Ta'aser, the Sifrei, that's Tanoim. So even though the Gemara sounds like it's only D'Rabbanan, but maybe he holds that the Droshas and the Tanoim sound like it's D'Raisa, so maybe it's D'Raisa. The Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua and Brochus try to answer up the Gemara. That maybe the Gemara is not even a kasha on the Rambam at all. Maybe what the Gemara and Brochus is telling us is that not that Meister Ilan Ba'aretz is the Rabbanan in general. What the Gemara is saying is Bizman Azeh Meister Ilan is only the Rabbanan. There are reasons why Meister Ilan nowadays should only be the Rabbanan. He's not talking about Meister Ilan. He's saying Meisters in general are only the Rabbanan, not just Meister Ilan. You could be confused because the Gemara says Meister Ilan. He's talking about Slav, which is a tree, but it's not just Meister Ilan. He's saying Meisters Bizman Azeh could be the Rabbanan. Maybe the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only midrabbanan. Maybe it was botel after the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That's one reason why it might be the Rabbana. The Rambam, the famous Rambam at the end of the first parak of Trumas, gives a different reason why Trumas and Isis is only the Rabbana Bizman Azem. He says that at the time of Ezra, not all of Klal Yisrael came back. There wasn't a Bias Kulchem, and the Pasuk says Ki Savo. So if there wasn't a Bias Kulchem at the time of Yerusha Shnia, at the time of Kedusha Shnia, so maybe there is no chiv of Trumas and Isis on a Daraisa level at this point in time. Even if there was the establishment of a Kedusha, but that's not Machayev in Trumas and Isis on a Daraisa level. So there are different reasons why Trumas and Isis nowadays might only be the Rabbana. Either the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only the Rabbana, or maybe when the Oli Bavel came back, Bizman Ezra, they didn't all come back. There was only some people came back. There wasn't a Bias Kolchem, so maybe as a result of that, the Trumas and Isis is only the Rabbana. So it could be the Rambam was not troubled by the Gemara and Brachas, because he says the Gemara and Brachas is not making a statement only about Maaser Ilim. He's saying all Maasers are only the Rabbana Bizman Azeh. Maaser Ilim is no different than anything else. Dov and Tirosh, V'yitzar are not Dafka. Even Maaser Ilim is also Daraisa, but Bizman Azeh, it's all the Rabbana. So that's what the Gemara and Brachas is picking up on. Why do I make a big deal out of this Rambam? Because according to the Rambam, we can understand the Drasha of Rashi better. Right. If you learn like the Rambam, then the Drasha in Rosh Hashanah is Kipshuto. You don't have to stand on your head like the Rashi and Tosfos did. You don't have to say it's just an Esmach Deva Alma. No, it's Daraisa. Because Maaser Ilim could be Daraisa. Meaning we're learning from Garn V'Yekev to Maaser Ilim. The Garn V'Yekev, what do we follow? We follow Chanota. The Mis'asa L'shona She'ovra. Ilim as well, its Maaser is Daraisa. Me'ikar Adin, maybe not Bizman Azeh, but Me'ikar Adin, it's Daraisa. So since it's also Gadol Arov Mayim, it makes sense that it's Mis'asa L'shona She'ovra, we follow Chanota, just like Garn V'Yekev. So Yerokos, Mimela Yerek is Nismayit, since it's not Godal Arov Mayim. I have a Drosha Gemura Daraisa to teach me that something that's Godal Arov Mayim is Misasa Lashana Sha'avra, but the implication of that Drosha is something that's not Godal Arov Mayim is Misasa Lashana Haba. Since Yerek we know is Godal Al Kol Mayim, it needs other waters besides the rain water. So even though the Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanan, but I can learn from the Drosha Daraisa something about Yerek. So I can learn from the Drosha Gemura Daraisa that the Maisers of Yerek are going to be Lashon Ahava. We'll follow Lakita and not Chanota for Yerek. So according to the Rambam, the Drosha could mamish be a Drosha Gemura for Ilan, not for Yerek. Everyone holds that Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanan. As the Rambam himself says, Beferish, and the Chumash Parak Beis Halacha Vav. The key, according to the Rambam, is that now this drasha can be a drasha gemurah because Maaser Ilim could be daraisa. So the drasha is about Maaser Ilim, but we're just going to exclude Yerek Memela because once I know the halacha of Ilim, I know everything that's Gadol Arov Mayim is Misasa L'shana Abba, so then anything that's not Gadol Arov Mayim is Gadol Akol Mayim, it will be Misasa L'shana Shav. This is one way to learn the drasha, to say that it's a drasha gemurah. Okay? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that maybe according to the Ravid, not the Ravid on the Rama, but the Kaftar of Ferach, one of the Rishonim, quotes a Ravid in the Kos of Shom. Ravid in the Kos of Shom is his Hasogos on the Balamor on the Rif. So there is a Ravid in Kos of Shom in Chulin that makes a statement about Trumas and Isis. I wasn't able to get a hold of a Kos of Shom, but if you can find one, maybe you'll find this Ravid. But the Kaftar quotes this Ravid. The Ravid in Kos of Shom has an incredible shita. So according to the Ravid, we also can explain this drasha to say that it's a drasha gemura. What does the Ravid say? Omer Ani, he says, this is in the handout. I didn't have a Kos of Shom, but I took it off of Bar Ilan. Omer Ani, Shein Chayav Misa, El Al Trumas, Dogon Tirosh, V'Yitzar, V'Al Tevel Shelohem. We know there's a Chi of Misa. Zar She'ochal Trumas is Chayav Misa. What's he Chayav Misa on? On Truma Daraisa. Not on Truma Daravan. There's no Misa Bidei Shamai. There's no Misa Bezdin. Misa Bidei Shamai. So Zar Shachot Truma is Chayav Misa Bidei Shamai. For Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, for Truma Daraisa. Both if he eats Truma and if he eats Tevel, there's Misa Bidei Shamai. Habu Shar Minin, Zot Deraiva, Truma Noheges Bohen, V'Chem Aisros. Shar Minin, not Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, but let's say Elon. Ravid says, Chuma is no Haggis Bahan, there isn't in Chuma. Avalein chayavin al shumasun misa v'lo al tilo. But there's no chiyav misa. What's the Ravid saying? It sounds like he's saying in his first point that maybe Maaser Ilan Taka is Daraisa. He's not saying that Yerik is going to be Daraisa as well. Everyone says that Maaser Yerik is only Drabon. But in his first pshat, he's saying maybe Maaser Ilan is also Daraisa, but somehow it's different than Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzah. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzah, there you chayav misa on the truma and the tether if you eat it, if the Zahar eats it. Maaser Ilan might be Daraisa, but there's no chayav misa. Why not? Maybe because it's learned out of a mem motzino, it's not mefurish in the pasuk. If it's not mefurish in the pasuk, it's not subject to the same rules. It's a chiddush. It's not subject to the same rules. So the rule of misa v'deshamay for zar sha'achol truma, zar sha'achol tevel might not apply to ma'aser ilan, to truma vila. So that's how the Ravid begins. He sounds like the Rambam a little bit against the Ravid in his hasagas on the Rambam. Right? The Ravids are not matching up over here. Keep that in mind. Right, the Ravid in Maaser says that Maaser Ilan is only Dirabonan. Ravid in Kosov Sham, in his first statement in Kosov Sham, seems to argue with his Hasaga on the Rambam. There are different versions of the Ravid in different places. But then the Ravid adds the following notion. It says, V'chutz mizeh u'mizeh. What is V'chutz mizeh u'mizeh? Aside from Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, and aside from making this statement that Charminim are also Daraisa, there's just no Misa V'deshamayim, maybe there's a third approach, he says. Afim no mashen chayavim in Torah. Even if we say the Taka Maaser Ilan, there's no mitzvah deraisa of hafrashas trumas and maasers. In kar aleihem shein, yesh aleihem kedushas truma min haTorah u'midamas kishal Torah. Maybe if kar aleihem shein, if you were makar trumas and maasers from Ilan, the chalos truma will be deraisa. And they're midamas kishal Torah. That means if they get mixed up in chulin, they need a shir bittel. Right, they have a special shir bittel. What's the bittel for truma? How much do you need? It's not shishim. What's the shir bittel? 100, right? You need 100 chulin. Can I get the one of truma to be mevatelit? Not derive it a new idea. Even if Maaser Ilan fundamentally is only derabanan, l'chi of the mitzvah to be ma'aser peros ha'ilan is only midrabanan. But if you did it, right? You didn't have a chi, but if you did it, the chalos hafrasha might be deraisa. It's a new idea. His first idea seems similar to the Rambam, that maybe Maaser Ilan itself is a mitzvah deraisa to be mafish shumas and maasers on that. But then he suggests, even if we won't go so far, we'll say maybe that Rashi is right fundamentally that only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar is there a mitzvah deraisa to be mafish shumas and maasers. That's regarding the mitzvah. That's regarding the chiyuv. But the chalos hafrasha might be chal on a deraisa level even for Maaser Ilan. Quite a remarkable shita, because according to the shita, what emerges is that the Ravid holds that the chalos hafrasha is unrelated to the iser tevel. Meaning, even though I don't have a chiyav hafrasha, which means that there is no iser tevel, if I don't have to be mafresh shumas ma'asis, there's no iser to eat it. Right? L'chora, the chiyav hafrasha is stems from the iser tevel. So the Ravid seems to be saying over here in the Kasuv Sham, in the final pshat in the Kasuv Sham, that even if I don't have a chiyav hafrasha on Maaser Ilan, and I'm not going to have an iser tevel, but if I am mafresh shumas ma'asis on the Ilan, on the Paris, there'll be chal min haTorah. That's quite an incredible chiddush. That there could be a chalos hafrasha without an iser tevel, without a chiyuv hafrasha. That's the chiddush of the Ravid. It's a possibility that he suggests. It's unclear what the source of that is, but this is what the Ravid wants to suggest at the end of the Kosuv Shal. So there are three shitas over here. Let's try to get the shitas clear, right? You have Rashi and the Ravid in his Asogas to Hilchas Maestras that what creates Truma Daraisa? What do Rashi and the Ravid in Hilchos Shumas hold? In Hilchos Maaser hold? What creates Truma Daraisa? Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's it. The Rambam holds what? Afilu Peres. Afilu Peres Ilan.
even fruits.
Comes the Ravid in one part of the Kos of Sham and says, Af im ein chiyuv / mitzvah daraisa. Ella b'davim p'yosh v'yitzar. And there's also no issa tevel except for these things. In hifrish trumas amaisis, let's just abbreviate, al peras ha'ilon chola ha'afrosha v'natar. The key to the Ravid and the Kos of Sham is, again, according to the Ravid, we can understand the drush of Rashi, Kipshuto, it's a drush of Daraisa. Even if Meister Ilan is only Dirabonon, but the drush to compare Peros Ilan to Dagon to Goren V'Yekev makes sense, because there is a Hafrasha, there is a Trumas V'Maisus by Peros Ilan that will be Daraisa. So the Torah is just telling us the proper way to be Ma'aser and Peiros, so that you'll have a good Hafrasha. Again, Rashi was assuming, no, Dovin Tiyosh V'Yitzar are the only cases where you can have a Chalos Hafrasha Daraisa. So that's why he had to say that it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. According to the Rambam and the Ravid and the Kos of Sham, there is a way to explain this drasha as a drasha gemura, either to say that Peiros Ilan, the Hafrasha Peiros Ilan is taka chiyuv daraisa, like the Rambam, a mitzvah daraisa, or to say even if it's not a mitzvah daraisa, but the chalos hafrasha is daraisa. The chalos hafrasha is daraisa, so then we need guidelines to determine exactly how to be mafrish trumas amaisis on the peiros. So according to the Ravid and Kos of Sham and the Rambam, then we do have a way of interpreting this drasha kipshuto. We don't have to stand on our head like we really wanted to say that this drasha really is talking about shviyas, it's not talking about maestris, and somehow to figure out how esrig is going to work in, it's complicated. But according to the Rambam and the Ravid and Kos of Sham, we're not forced into what the Ri is saying, because there are two hechetimses where you can say that this drasha would be a drasha gemura even on the daraisa level. Josh.
Why doesn't Rashi
doesn't need it. He's just comparing. He only has the drasha, which is going to compare Peiros Ha'ilan to Goren V'Yekev. So that's what he's picking up on. But of course, the point of departure is that Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzer is the only Trumas Amaisis that's going to be Daraisa. But how do I know Ilan relates to that? So that's why he picks on the drasha of Kadagan Min HaGoren V'Cham Leah Min HaYakev, Goren V'Yekev, Ma Goren V'Yekev Miuchodim, etc. That's the drasha that Rashi touches. Okay, let's move on to the next sugya. Okay, we're about to start the famous sugya of Chalitin, Kiddushin Ayde Chalitin. We have to get into the sugya. It takes time. We have to get into the sugya slowly, and then hopefully we'll be able to hit the sugya running. Okay, let's pick it up from Gimel Lamed Aleph. Minyana Dereisha Lema'ut Emai. Ha'isha Niknes V'Sholosh Dachim V'Kesef Shtar Ubiyah. So the Mishnah mentions three different ways that you can kash an isha, but it prefaces it by saying b'sholosh drachim, three ways. The three ways sounds like three and not something else. Minyana d'resha l'me'ute mai. What does the minyana d'resha come to be m'maya to exclude? Minyana d'seifa l'me'ute mai. The konis atzma b'shtei drachim. What do you need the minyan for? I can count. You know, I'm in advanced calculus now. You know, even if I'm not in advanced calculus, I can count. So why does the Mishnah have to count for us? Dr. Gemara, Minyana Dereshla Me'ute Chupa, it comes to be Memayit Chupa, that Chupa is not going to be Kona for Kiddushin. Rav Huna Da'amar Chupa Kona, according to Rav Huna, who holds that Chupa is Kona Mikal B'Chomer, we're going to get to Rav Huna Mitzvah Shem Adavav. Rav Huna holds that Chupa is Kona, even for Kiddushin, not just for Nisun. Le'me'ute Mai, Le'me'ute Chalipin. Rav Huna, who's an Amora, so he assumes that Sholosh Drachim comes to be Memayiv Chalipin. If you argue against Rav Huna, is that you could say the miut is to be memayat chuppah. You don't even need to be memayat chalipin. We'll get to the details of chalipin. What's the hava miyamaskal? Let's first stop on chuppah. So the first pshat in the Gemara is that it comes to be memayat chuppah. What's chuppah? The ma'utei chuppah says Rashi shemasu la'aviyah l'chuppah l'shem kiddushin eina mekudeshes b'kach. If the father was Moshe, the daughter gave over his daughter for chuppah l'shem kiddushin, she's not going to be mekudeshes. It doesn't work. Kesef shtar mbiyah work, but not chuppah. What's strange about this Rashi? This Rashi should jump out at you. We know that a father can be mekabel kesef kiddushin for his daughter. We've spoken about that. We'll talk about it more mitzvah Hashem as time goes on. But what's strange about the Rashi? What's the problem? Why does it have to be the father? We're talking about an Isha Niknes, right? It has to be the father. Rashi on the Mishnah said that a father can be Mekabel, the Kesef Kiddushin of his daughter, the Shtar Kiddushin. I mean, he can't do the Bia, but Kesef Dar, the father? Whose father? What father? Well, why do you have to talk about the father? Let's talk about a regular Stam Isha. Rashi picks on Shemasul Avil, a Chupul Hashem Kiddushin. Hallo Davarhu, it's really Pilei Ploim. When you read a Rashi, you gotta ask yourself, is every word necessary in this Rashi? If not, you gotta figure out why is it there? Why does Rashi pick on the father here? He doesn't need the case of the father, just give me a case of Stam Isha. So the Emister Asamri Shon, who don't mention the father, who leaves out the father? Tosis Rid. So once you get cracking, you see that Rashi doesn't mention it, right? So the first place to look is Marshaw, Maram, to see the Nosek Kehle. Maybe they pick on the Rashi. Next place to look is Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't touch on the Rashi. But there are other Bali Tosfos, Tosfos Arash, Tosfos Rid. Look at the Mepharshim that would touch on Rashi. And then you can look at some other Rishonim. So the Tosfos Rid doesn't touch on the Rashi, but you see that he interprets the case differently. What is he saying? What is the Tosfos Rid saying? A court of art. L'ma'utechup, a perish, and pires taliso ale l'shem kiddushin. If the husband spread his talis on the woman, l'shem kiddushin. This is what some of the Sfaradim do at a chuppah. This is not what we call chuppah, you know, to have a canopy. Canopy is not on top of the person. There are some places where the chassan will make a bracha on his talis. At the chuppah, he makes a bracha on the talis, makes a shechiyonu, maybe even on his talis. And then he puts the talis on, and then they drape the talis over the kala as well. Farasta k'nafecha al Amasecha, like Ruth said to Boaz, from there some of Farshim learned, is quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, that chuppah is pires taliso ala, that when he spreads his talis on the kala, that's symbolic of the fact that he's taking her as a wife. I mean, we paskin that would do nisuit, but that's the whole point, that maybe chuppah should work for kiddushin as well. So comes the Mishnah and says it doesn't work for kiddushin, it works for nisuin, but not for kiddushin. But according to the Tosfos Rid, you don't have the kasha. The Tosfos Rid was sensitive to the Rashi. That's why he gave you his perish. He doesn't have to give you a perish if Rashi says it. Then he wouldn't be adding anything. He gives you his perish because he thinks Rashi is shver. It would be nice if he said, perish Rashi X, and I think it's wrong. This is the simpler shot. But lichten dem verta, that he's coming to be masig on Rashi. Right? Lying in his words, he's coming to be masig on Rashi.
Is that like bringing her into his domain that symbolizes?
That's what it symbolizes. So the havamin of the Gemara is that maybe chuppah should even be able to achieve kiddushin. So that's what the Gemara says. No, kesef shtar shalosh drachim teaches me dafka kesef shtar ubiya, not chuppah. That's not going to work. Rav Huna Taka says it does work, but we don't paskin that way. We assume chuppah can't shaft the kiddushin, as we would say, right? It can't effect the kiddushin. It can effect nisuin. So the Tosfos Rid was probably sensitive to the Rashi. That's why he explained differently. So what are we going to do with the Rashi? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and suggests Rashi didn't really have to say it. He didn't have to say Masalavia. Why does he say it? Because that's the Mokka of Chuppah. What's the Mokka that a father has koach over his daughter in Kiddushin? It's Bitina Satila Ishaza, the parasha of Motzi Shemer from last week's parasha. Right? The husband comes and says, Lo Matzas Levitcha Besulin. The father says, Veda Besulei Biti, it's Bitina Sati. Some la'alilos dvarim, etc. So that's the mocha that a father can give over his daughter for kiddushin and for nisuin. That really is the mocha for chuppah. Is he saying I did kiddushin? Yeah, he also did Kiddushin, but that's really the Makar for Chuppah, because he gave over his daughter for the Chasim to live with her. That's not just Kiddushin. That's really Yisuin. So that's really the Makar of the father giving over his daughter for Chuppah. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, Rashi didn't need to say Masala Aviyah L'Shem Chuppah, but since the Makar, Tzvithi Nasati La'ish Hazeh, the Makar for Chuppah is talking about a father, it's interesting that he thinks that that's the Makar for Chuppah. We talked about Beis Aviyah, Chiver Bado V'ad Beiso. There are other Makaros, right? Misha'eris, Isha V'lo L'Karcha, sounds like there's Likuchen after Erisin. There are other Makaros where Rashi says, Tzvithi Nasati La'ish Hazeh is the Makar for Chuppah. So since that's the Makar for Chuppah and it's talking about a father, so that's why Rashi picks on the case of father. Technical. It's a technical issue. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Makne offers a different pshat. Makne says it's not technical, it's fundamental. Why is it fundamental? Why did he have to say Masra Lovia? He says, think of the case. What is Chuppah? What is Chuppah? So we're going to define it. We'll spend more time. When we get to Rav Huna and Daf Hey, so we have to really stop and analyze everything about Chuppah that we can. Right, so we'll talk about all the different definitions, but let's just get a couple of definitions on the table. So what is Chuppah? So Chuppah could be what we call Chuppah. The klunsos, right? They say with the poles, right? You have a canopy with poles. That's one way to look at Chuppah. Another definition of Chuppah is what? Yichud haroi labia. Yichud haroi labia. Who's that? That's the Rambam. Good. Some say hachnosa lershuso, bringing her, taking her home, actually taking her home. Right, what else? Sorry? Badekin. Badekin, that's enough for us. Okay, that's the fourth, right? Badekin, to put the veil over the kala. That's not like Pires Taliso Aleo. That's a little different. Right? That's putting the veil over the kala. Not that they share the talis, but you're putting the veil over the kala. Chuppah. Chuppah. And as we described, Chuppah really is bringing the Isha Veis Abal, or doing something that symbolizes that you're consummating the Kinyan Isha. It's not just, she's not just in the Kudeshes, but rather you're doing something to consummate the Kinyan Isha that she should be Veis Abal. So says the Makne, maybe Rashi holds that Chuppah is Yichud HaRoi Lebiya, like the Rambam. So how does that work? You're going to have Eidei Kiyum. You have to have Eidei Kiyum on the Kiddushin. So if you're going to do Kiddushin through Chuppah, what happens? They're going to be Eidei Kiyum on the Kiddushin. What do they do? They see the Chuppah. They're seeing the Yichud HaRoi Lebiya. Now, the rule is that if you're Makadosh a woman with Bia, you also need Eidei Kiyum on that Maisa Kiddushin. How do you have Eidei Kiyum on the Maisa Bia? They don't see the Bia Mamash. We don't believe in that kind of thing. You're not supposed to watch the Bia. So what happens? So we hold that Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia. That as long as you have Eidei Yichud, instead of Reab Mekudesh Leibah Bia Zu, then they go into the room by themselves and the Eidim are standing outside. So we assume that a Kiddushin Bia took place. So Zok the Makna, what happens over here? The Gemara is trying to say that Ha'isha Nignes B'Shalosh Rachim is coming to exclude Chuppah, that Afka Kezer Shtar Bia B'Nach Chuppah. What's the case? The husband, that the prospective husband says in front of the Eidim that he wants to be Mekadosh the woman with Chuppah. Hurry up, Mekadosh Leibah Chuppah Zu. B'Yichud Zeh. And then they go into the room alone. What are they doing in the room alone? They don't have to do Bia. It's Royal Bia, but they don't have, in most cases of Yichud, in almost all cases of Yichud HaRoyal Bia, there is no Bia there, it's just it's Royal Bia. It's the amount of time it takes to have a Bia. So that's all he has Kavana to do. Yeah, but Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia, we don't know if a Bia took place. We don't know if a Bia took place over there. So maybe she should be Safek Mekudeshes, even if you'll tell me that Chuppah can't shaft the Kiddushin. Maybe a woman can't be Mekudeshes b'Chuppah, but we know she can be Mekudeshes b'Bia. That's one of the examples in the Mishnah. So maybe every Kiddushay Chuppah should be a Safek Kiddushay Bia. Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia. Every Kiddushay Chuppah should be a Safek Kiddushay Bia. She should need a get. So how can you tell me that Ha'isha Nikes B'Shalosh Rachim comes to exclude Chuppah? It can't exclude Chuppah because even if Chuppah is not going to be Kone B'Torah's Kiddushin, but any time that there is a Chuppah, there's going to be a Safek Kiddushin because of the Bia, because there's a Chashash, maybe there was Bia. It's no different than a case of Kiddushay Bia, says the Makne. He gives a very interesting dimyan. The Mishnah in Kiddushin quotes Machlokes Beishamei Beisil about the following case. Let's say someone's married, and then he divorces his wife, and they go on vacation together. I don't know what they're going on vacation for together, if they want to be divorced, but that's what they do. I don't know. They happen to be in the same area, and they're together in an inn. Hamagarish is Ishto V'loni Imo B'fundiki. Someone divorced his wife, he gave her a get, and then Loni Imo B'fundiki. They're together, and they happen to be sharing a bedroom. Yeah. So Beishamei says she doesn't need a second get. Why should she need a second get? No one saw that they were nivalu. It's actually Machlokes in the Gemara what's the case, but let's just say Pasha. No one saw that they were nivalu. So Beishamei says, we don't claim that hein einei de'yichud, hein einei de'bia, even though people know that they were mesiachet together, so what? Who says that there was a bia? And Beisila says, no, hein einei de'yichud, hein einei de'bia, we're concerned that there was a bia, so she needs a get. She needs another get, because we're afraid, we assume that ein adamosa bilos bilas nus, we assume that hein einei de'yichud, hein einei de'bia, that stomach was a bia, so there's a concern that he was mekadesher again. And he was mekadesher again, bebia. So she needs a get according to Beisila. Zofta Makna, what do you see from this? That even though they went into the room together, there only was a yichud over here. He didn't tell the Edom he wanted to be Makadosh or Bebiya. We still assume that hein einei de'yichud, hein einei de'bia. There's a chashash, maybe there was a kiddush Bebiya in the end. So the same should hold true over here. That even if you tell me the chup is not kona, there still should be a safek kiddush. Safek kiddush, maybe there was a kiddush Bebiya. If you hold chup is yichud haroi lebiya, so there's a chashash of bia over here. Hein ein ei deichud, hein ein ei debia. We should be concerned that there was a kiddush bia, even though that wasn't his initial intention. So if there's a concern that there was kiddush bia, so then she should need a get. So the Gemara is not really so glut. The Gemara is saying shalosh drachim comes to exclude chuppah. You know, it can't really exclude chuppah, because even if chuppah can effect the kiddushin, every case of chuppah, if chuppah is yichud haroi labia, every case of chuppah is a safek kiddush bia. Says the Makna, that's why Rashi had to give you the case with masra la'av l'shem kiddushin, masra la'avia l'chuppah l'shem kiddushin, because if the father was the one who was mosar her l'chuppah, he didn't agree to the bia, so she can't consent to the bia. The father is the only one who can consent to the bia. He's the bialim here. So if he's the bialim on the kiddushin, he's the only one who can consent to the type of kiddushin that it's going to be. So then we know for sure there wasn't a kiddush bia, because it's not going to work anyway. That's the only case where we know that chuppah can only be chuppah and it can't be kiddush bia. So that's why Rashi picks on that case. If Rashi holds like the Rambam that chuppah is yichud haroi lebia, then only where the father is mosaher l'chuppah l'shem kiddushin, we know for sure that all that's going to take place is chuppah. There is no safek kiddush bia, because it's the father who has to consent to the kiddush bia. She can't change the father's mind. So that's why Rashi picks this case, because it's the only case where you only have chuppah. And kamash malon the Gemara, the dafka isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim the kesher shtar bia, and not chuppah. This is the suggestion of the Makna. Not like the Pnei Yeshua, that the mocker for chuppah is talking about a case of avs. That's why Rashi picks on that case. No, there's a fundamental reason, because if it wouldn't be talking about the case of avs, it's a regular isha, then every yichud haroi labia, every chuppah has a safek kiddush bia involved in it. So how can you say that she's not mekudeshes? She should be safek mekudeshes. This Makna is a tremendous fish. What's the Makna, son? What's the tremendous assumption of the Makna? Help me here. Yaakov. Exactly. Well, not that they don't have to see. They don't have to.
They don't have to see.
They don't have to. No, they have to know that there's a kiddush bia. They don't have to know what kind of kinyan the husband is using to be kona the woman. That's quite a chiddush. Now, I can understand the chiddush a little bit. What the Makna really is telling me is that what's the purpose of the edekiyam? Help me. What's the purpose of the edekiyam? Mega dasalimta. What's the das alimta? It's that they have das kiddushin, that they want to get married. It's a specific das alimta for the brand of kiddushin that they're choosing, for the maisa kinyan. I could hear someone saying that, but it's still a chiddush, right? The edim are just seeing ratzon for kiddushin, but they don't even know what's going on. They don't know how he's being mekadesh the woman. Makna says that would be okay. It's okay. It's enough it's enough to create a suffik kiddushin here, right? They know there's a das alimta, or they create the das alimta for the kiddushin, but they don't know what type of ma'isa kinyan he's doing for the kiddushin. They don't know what type of ma'isa kinyan he's doing for the kiddushin. Yes, Yaakov?
This is like Kiddush of the Mach, man. Until you reread the Gemara Kitchen, it seems like it's a Gemara.
Right. Right, I hear. The Garish is Ishta, Velani Mabufundaki, according to Basil. That's really what we're saying. That any time that there's a Yichud, if it's Libo Gaspa, right, if they're familiar enough with each other that we're afraid that there might be a Bia, are they familiar enough with each other? With each other here, we're talking about Lashen Kiddushin. Okay, but it's similar to the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? That even though there's only a yichud, but there's a concern that maybe that yichud will lead to be. It's interesting. It's a very interesting Sfar of the Machna. Someone else had a hand up.
I was going to say that maybe you could say that only in that case where they already know each other, that's when he's...
They know each other, right? So that's the right. The Machna apparently doesn't assume like that. It says that hein heine de yichud, hein heine de bia tells me that whenever there's a yichud, so yichud can lead to bia. Yichud haroi le bia can lead to bia. The fact that they are misyached together, they feel comfortable enough to be misyached l'shem kiddushin. So why wouldn't that lead to bia? Right? They feel comfortable to be misyached l'shem kiddushin. The Gemara in Ksuba says that if an Oros is misyachid with his Arusa, then we're concerned that they might have beer. Now, I understand that's after the Kiddushin, but the point is that they want to be married, so maybe it's not such a far jump to say that it can lead to beer. It's taka, big chiddush of the makna, that even though the Eidim don't know what type of kinyan the Baal is doing for the Kiddushin, still should create a suffik kiddushin. Yes.
The legal gospel discrepancy doesn't really help you, because even if there are higher odds that they're going to have bia, the chiddush that the Eidim don't know they're doing kiddushin bia. Meaning, it doesn't even matter if they... In the case of gittin, the odds of, let's say, them having bia is much higher because of this legal gospel.
Right, but you're saying they don't even know that they're doing kiddushin there.
The Eidim still don't know they're doing kiddushin bia.
Right, so here they know that they're doing some kind of kiddushin. They're doing kiddushin chupa, but it doesn't work. Is that what you're trying to suggest? No,
The legal gospel story doesn't help you. The legal gospel story, to give a discrepancy between the two cases, won't help you. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the percentages of if they had bia or not. The whole chiddush is that even if the Eidim don't know they're doing kiddushin bia, it can still be a good kiddushin.
So you're saying over here, it's all equal. It's equal to gittin, because even though they...
It's
a chiddush either way, but I'm trying to figure out why the makna compares to gittin. The answer is here... We know that he wants to be Makadisha. But he thinks that Chuba works. But we know that he wants to be Makadisha. He wants a relationship with her. Since it's such a far jump to say once they're doing Yichud, maybe it'll lead to Bia. Maybe that's the point of the Makadisha. In the case in Gittin, it is Libo Gaspa. They are familiar with each other, but we don't even know that they want to marry each other. So they happen to be, look, you know, it was cheaper. You know, it was a double occupancy room, so it was cheaper for them. So that's what... But we don't know that it's going to lead to anything. But here, he wants to kiddush the woman. Know that he wants to do kiddush bia, but maybe it's a suffix that it'll lead to kiddush bia. But there still is a chiddush in the matter that the Eidim don't have to know bevadai what kind of kinyan he's trying to do, how he's trying to make kiddush the woman. Yes?
According to the matter, would we say that every time there's a issa yichud, like there might be a chashash that they get?
Issa yichud? No, they have to be Eidim on the yichud. Without Eidim, there's no kiddush.
Why in the case of Gittin, why are there Eidim?
People happen to be there. They see that they go together. If no one sees they go together, there's nothing. Without Eidei Kiyum, it's garnished.
If a guy and girl are you know, having Yichud and there are people outside, would that mean that there may be some Hashash according to Maga that they need to get?
They're having Yichud together and the Eidim are outside. They know. They went into the room together and the Eidim are outside and they know that the Eidim are there. The Eidim checked out the room and made sure there's no one else there? No. That's not an Eidus. It's not an Eidus, yes. It's not the right thing to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not an Eidus, yes.
Why wouldn't Bia get in the case of Gittin? Because the Eidim aren't eating kiyum. They're just eating the seed that they're together in the room. And if eating kiyum are to raise the das, then those people who are inside the room, like, they don't know that they're eating outside. Like, why?
They do. We're talking about a case where they do know. If they don't see the edus, that's not going to work. That's like the ritz and kedushin. And if they ate them up behind the fence, then it doesn't work. It's got to be a case where they saw the people outside, right? They're going in a group, and these two individuals go off to the room, and then the others are there, or they left, or whatever. But they saw them outside, so they know that there are edim watching them. If they don't know there are edim watching them, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so you just have to be mamid that case in the Mishnah in Gittin to be talking about a situation where they see the edim, they know that they're witnessing them. Okay, this is the beginning of the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and continues, and according to Rav Huna, the Chuppis Kona Mikav HaChomer, so what is Ha'isha Niknes B'Sholosh Rochem Memai? It's Memai Et Chalipin. Salka Dai Tachamin Ahol V'Gom Akich HaKich HaMistei Ephron Masada Mikne B'Chalipin Ha'isha Nami Mikne B'Chalipin. I would think that maybe an Isha should be Niknes B'Chalipin because we learn Kich HaKich HaMistei Ephron. Asad is Mekneva Chalipin. Chalipin is an exceptional kinyan. It's one of those kinyan that works both by metaltim and by karka. Very broad kinyan. So I think that Asad is Mekneva Chalipin, then Isha is also Mekneva Chalipin. Kamash Malan, it doesn't work. Isha Mekneva B'Sholosh Rachem Kesesh Tarbiya V'lo B'Chalipin. Rav Huna holds Chupa, yes, but not B'Chalipin. We praskin against him. We say even Chupa not. Even Rav Huna says that Isha is Nignes B'chupa, but he agrees that she's not Nignes B'chalipin. So the question is, that might be a very nice miyut, but why not? Ve'ema hachanami, maybe a woman should be Nignes B'chalipin. If we're learning Kicha Kicha Mestei Efron, so why shouldn't Chalipin work for Isha? So up to Gemara, Chalipin isna b'vachas misharaputa, v'isha b'vachas misharaputa lo mekanya nafsha. Chalipin is isna b'vachas misharaputa. You can have a chalipin that's less than a shavaputa. What does that mean? You never have kesef less than a shavaputa. Chalipin's different. So Rashi, chalipin is the vav shavaputa, the karmel and perkazav, kone b'kliyaf v'pishayino shavaputa. The halacha is that you can do chalipin with a kli. Chalipin's always done with a kli, with a pen, with a handkerchief. The kone is the shailin bav metzia. Whose kalim do we use? Whose handkerchief? Is it kalev shal kone, kalev shal makna? We paskin kalev shal kone. That the kona, the one who's acquiring, gives the handkerchief, gives the pen to the makne, then the makne gives over bilus of the object or of the karka to the kona. Right? Tit for tat. It's like it's a barter, but it's not a barter. It's not a barter. It's a formal act. That by transferring the handkerchief, we demonstrate a transfer of bilus from the makne to the kona. So the kona gives his kli to the makne, and the makne gives something to the kona. And then in most circumstances, as we're going to describe later, the makna gives back the kli to the kona. It doesn't stay with the makna. That's why it's not a barter. Right? It's a formal act. You give the kona gives the kli to the makna. The makna gives over bilus on the item, and then he gives back the kli to the kona. So the halacha is kona b'kli afa b'shem b'shavaputa that you can give another kli. V'isha b'pagav b'shavaputa lo mekanya nafsha. This is the gears of Rashi. Lo mekanya nafsha. And a woman doesn't agree to be makna herself with brachas misharaputa. Why? So Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis, the gnai hula. It's disgraceful. Brachas misharaputa? I mean, what do you think I'm worth? Who do you think I am? Less than a sharaputa? A sharaputa, that's fine. I mean, everyone has their limits, right? Less than a sharaputa? Azoy vait? So far? Come on. The gnai hula, that's a disgrace. So because chalipin is isna b'pachas misharaputa, that kind of chalipin doesn't exist by kedusha isha. Isha b'pachas misharaputa lo mekanya nafsha. So that kind of chalipin is not shayach by isha, because a woman would never be mekadesh herself. She'd never be mekabel kedushin for such a chalipin, because it's a gnai hula. Zakrashi hilkach batel lo letoras chalipin b'kedushin. So the entire kinyan of chalipin is bottled by kedushin. Afilu b'kli sheyesh bo shavaputa. Yoiv la b'loshen chalipin. If he gives her the kli b'loshen chalipin, even kli sheyesh bo shavaputa, says Rashi. Once chalipin b'pachas b'shavaputa doesn't work by kedushin, because b'pachas b'shavaputa lo mekanya nafsha. So then even chalipin shavaputa is not going to work by kedushin, says the Rashi. The whole Torah's chalipin is bottled. Adiyoyev lo b'toras loshen kinyin o kicha o kidushin. Until he is mekadisher, he gives her the item b'toras kinyin o kicha o kidushin. Not b'toras chalipin. Chalipin is bottle. Once we say that chalife pochas mishavik b'dekhem work by isha, because it's a genai hula, so batal la Torah's chalipin, the whole Torah's chalipin, even chalipin of Shavuot Prudah is going to be batal too. So of course we're going to have to understand why. I mean, why is that true? What does one have to do with the other? So chalife pachas Shavuot Prudah doesn't work, but why should chalife Shavuot Prudah not work? Strange. But that's what Rashi says. That once chalife Shavuot Prudah, once chalife pachas Shavuot Prudah doesn't work by Isha, then chalife Shavuot Prudah is not going to work either. Batal la Torah's chalipin lagamri. Until what? Adi yoav la b'toras lashen kinyan o kicha o kiddushin. What is Rashi saying? Another Rashi. A very strange Rashi. Chalipin doesn't work. Adiyot levaloshin kinyan o kicha o kiddushin. Kinyan o kicha o kiddushin. Okay, so kicha, what does kicha mean? What does kicha imply? Kicha, mistayefra. What does it imply? What kind of kinyan? Kesef. Okay, so that's probably what Rashi meant. Yov levaloshin kicha means yov levaloshin kesef. Loshen Kinyan? That's a very difficult language, because if you know something about Kinyanim, the Stam Loshen Kinyan always means Sudar, means Chalipin. A Kinyan in the Rambam always means Kinyan Sudar. It's a modern Loshen of Rashi. Kiddushin? Yoav Lo B'Loshen Kiddushin? What does that mean? He's Yoav Lo B'Loshen Kiddushin no matter what. Kesef, Shtar, Biach, Chalipin is always large. What? Chalipin doesn't work until he gives it to B'taras Kiddushin. Oh, and when he gave it to B'taras Chalipin, it wasn't B'taras Kiddushin? He said, Hariyat Mekudeshes Li, B'Chalipin Zu, B'Sudar Zeh, B'Kinyan Chalipin Zeh. What does Rashi say? Very, very difficult Rashi. Rashash is very troubled with this Lashon of Rashi. Because what is Rashi saying? He can't be Mekadesh Anisha B'Chalipin, Adiyoyev La B'Loshon Kinyan? Well, Kinyan means more Kesef than Chalipin? Kicha, I hear, that means kesef. O kiddushin? Kiddushin means more kesef than chalipin? He used the loshen kiddushin by chalipin too. Shver Rashi, very shver loshen of Rashi. So the Rashash points out that the Ran, this is at the end of the Makaris. I know you probably didn't get there yet, but the first Ran, just one line, he says the loshen of the Ran is better. He doesn't answer Rashi, but he says the loshen of the Ran is better in the Gemara. What does the Ran say? Ava bishakitsha bakleshi yeshba shavaputa yoiv la b'toras chalipin lo miknia adi yoiv la hakli l'shum kesef, says the Ran. Adi yoiv la hakli l'shum kesef. That's what we wanted Rashi to say. That he has to give her the kli l'shem kesef, not l'shem chalipin. Difficult. Why Rashi has this arichus that he didn't need. Rashi is very brief normally. Never has an arichus. Rashash's kasha is a good kasha. Think about it. Right? Why does Rashi have to add these three lashonos? At the yoav lebataras lashon kinyan or kicha or kiddushin. What does he need all this for? He should have said the same as the Ran. At the yoav lebaloshon kesef. That's what he means. It can't be bataras chalip and it has to be bataras kesef. I don't count. Very difficult Rashi. But lechora the poshup shot is the Ran. Right? And Rashi probably meant what the Ran says. He's just giving examples. He probably meant that the Yoav Levataras Loshen standard Kinyan Kesef. O Kicha, which is Kicha Mistay Ephraim, like Kesef. O Kiddushin, standard Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesef. I'm not sure what Rashi means. But he means that the Yoav Levaloshen Kesef. There are other approaches that the Achronim have, but it still remains a difficult Rashi. Okay, we'll have to analyze Rashi, look at Tosfos, look at the Kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi. This is a beautiful, beautiful sugya. We're just getting up here.